Joining us today on Straight Talk 1400 is Malia Haskins, and she is a VP with RBC Wealth Management. We're going to be talking about passing the wealth on to our family, our kids, our grandkids, that kind of stuff. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Matt.
It's great to talk to you. Your company, RBC Wealth Management, did a big study, and just to kind of look at how people are handling this and estates and the like, what were some of the things you found out?
Well, you're right. We did the wealth transfer report, and you know what we found. What we did was we looked into the giving and receiving habits of Americans, and also those in the UK and Canada. It was some of the most comprehensive work that's been done on the intentions and the behaviors with respect to giving and receiving wealth. And what we found was that most Americans are woefully unprepared to give and receive wealth. Less than a third said that they have a full wealth transfer plan in place. And by full wealth transfer plan, I'm talking about something in addition to a will. A will is a great start, but having conversations with family and truly putting a plan in place that everybody's on board with is what I mean when I say full wealth transfer plan. And the other thing about another surprising statistic that we found was that 30% said they have absolutely no plan. They've done nothing to prepare for the transfer of their wealth to their heirs.
Wow. So, because I kind of thought I'd work my whole life. My wife and I would have a nest egg. We pass on or whatever. Our son, we just have one son. Our son would inherit that. And I can't imagine not, because that's part of it. I mean, you, right? Taking care of your kids, grandkids, that kind of stuff. I can't imagine not having that conversation.
You know, that's what you would think. But I think what we found is it's a difficult conversation for many individuals to have. You know, there tends to be some, you know, emotional hurdles around having that conversation. Number one, I think there are a lot of individuals that feel as though, you know, they haven't done a plan or they have been, you know, busy living their lives. If they're business owners, they're, you know, doing the business, they're focusing their energies there. And, you know, then all of a sudden realize, oops, I haven't put a plan in place. And, you know, so then if you don't have a plan, it's difficult to have that conversation. But there's also the old traditional view, I think, where you don't want to spoil your kids' opportunity to have their own successes by letting them know that there may be wealth coming their way.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, we could talk about this because, you know, you can retire with a great pension, and 30 years later, that great pension ain't so great anymore. You know, so what we think we have and what we have in the future, that's a whole different story, right?
That's very true, and I think what we've seen, you know, over the last 50 years or so is that the way, you know, defined benefit pensions, those pensions that were sort of guaranteed, companies have gone away from those and really shifted the responsibility for saving for retirement back to the individuals. You know, we've got 401ks and IRAs that are available, but it's really, you know, the employees or the individuals' responsibilities to contribute or invest in those. And so, you know, an inheritance can be looked at as another means of providing that retirement nest egg.
Sure.
If wealth that's inherited is invested, especially if it's inherited at a young age, you know, the power of compound interest and letting those assets grow, you know, the power, what is it, the rule of sevens, if at a 7% rate of return your money doubles every 7 years. So if you've got a 40, 50-year time horizon before retirement, that can be extremely compelling and, you know, kind of fill that gap or help fill in that retirement savings need.
I'm going to throw this at you, Malia. Some people are going to say, I'm going to pass. I'm going to give everything to my children. was it matter after that? I don't really. Why is it important to have that conversation? Why is it important to let your kids know something's coming your way, this is how we're going to handle it, this is how it's invested or whatever?
You know, our research really showed that failing to plan is truly planning to fail. Couple of points. Number one, if individuals are unprepared to inherit wealth, if they don't have an understanding of the process of inheriting, for instance, how probate works, or how other mechanisms like trusts or other family structures work, they're put in a position to navigate that process at a time that can be very emotionally charged, and oftentimes their decision making isn't, you know, at the level that they would like for it to be, and so it really they can easily, you know, make missteps. And then secondly, just a lack of education around financial literacy can, you know, put inheritors at a huge disadvantage. Again, they can make missteps with what to do with the monies. Quite often when a large windfall like an inheritance is received, if education isn't there to steer people in the right direction, that inheritance can be lost in a very short period of time.
How many stories are out there about lottery winners who a couple years later are broke? They lose it all.
I know.
You know, it's sad. If I won a big Powerball or something, and I won, $200 million, my new job is making sure that $200 million is properly managed. I mean, that's
true.
Even if you don't know anything about it, you have to talk to people like you, RBC Wealth Management and others, and go to seminars and, you know, start getting papers and read books and all that kind of stuff, right?
You know, that's true. Financial literacy at this point has not become a core competence, you know, in our schools. We have math, reading, you know, all those other core competencies, but financial literacy has not yet made its way into that platform. And so until that time, I think the best go-to is, as you point out, partnering with a financial advisor who has a comprehensive approach to wealth planning, who has relationships with other professionals like CPAs and attorneys. You know, that puts individuals in the best position to develop a comprehensive wealth transfer plan. Those that are out there, individuals who are motivated to do so, they certainly can reach out to rbcwealthmanagement.com and look for an advisor that has that comprehensive planning approach to get them on the path towards getting that comprehensive wealth transfer plan in place.
Right. You don't want to set up your kids to fail. I don't care what your age is. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Hey, by the way, you have other reports coming out soon as well. Is that right?
Yes, we do. I can't speak to that specifically right at the moment, but I know that there's I know there's something on the horizon. It's just not coming to me at the moment.
All right, that's fine. I'll tell you dealing with...
You tell me.
Small business owners, blended families, challenges millennials will face, opportunities for women, stuff like that. So RBC is all over it, is my point. And what's that website once again?
It is rbcwealthmanagement.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right. There you go. Thank you.
What was...